No, that's great. And as we know, it's a very good community, and it always kicks in when the time is needed, for sure.
Absolutely.
Now, we were talking a little bit about the financial strains that this has put on the hospital and all hospitals. And last week, we understand Lakes Region General Hospital furloughed 500 employees. Does Memorial have good financial strength right now to get to the end of this pandemic? And have you had to do any layoffs?
So, one of the among many things that a president and CEO of a hospital are responsible for are the financials. And I say no money, no mission. The mission being so very important to provide the care for our community as this community's a hospital. So I take that very serious. What I can tell you right now is we have not laid anybody off. And that is not the intent to lay anybody off in the near future. We are talking about timeline and what that looks like because really nobody knows how long this pandemic will go. You had, I think, asked, and I didn't quite answer it previously, on when we think this will peak. Most of the experts said that this would peak right about now, actually, and sometime this week. And so I hope they're right. I hope it's today, because if it's today, then we hopefully will be on the downside of things as long as we all do what we should do as citizens in our community. This hospital has worked hard, has had great support from the community, great donations from the community over the years, and as a result, we're able to have fairly good cash flow to continue paying our employees as we move forward. Being part of Maine Health also helps with leveraging great cost on all the things that we need to buy, and gives us many other opportunities that we wouldn't have that helps us to save money and to keep our expenses low. With that being said, I can tell you for the month of March, we have our financials in. And because of the things I talked about earlier, Greg, as far as having to shut down or slow so many of our services here to be ready for the surge, we didn't even come close to paying for our expenses for March. So our expenses were one number, and we missed that number by approximately $1.5 million. And what I'm saying is we actually were $1.5 million in the red of real dollars for the month of March.
Wow.
And that's $1.5 million that we're going to have to take, and I use this in terms because I think people understand it, from our savings to cover the expenses that we had to do, the normal expenses and then the COVID-19 expenses for the month. And so that was not even really a full month. So I'm expecting approximately a $2 million loss for the month of April, with everything else being equal, and we continue doing what we're doing and trying to be prepared for a surge. And so what I can tell you is we can't continue that for many, many months. No hospital in the country has those kind of dollars. And so that's a reason why we hope we're going to be on the downside soon. And that's also a reason why our system, each of the hospitals in the system, and probably I don't want to speak for all the hospitals in New Hampshire, but I'm sure a lot of the hospitals are thinking about, okay, how do we start incrementally picking things back up?
Right. Absolutely. So now, is there a way for people to donate to Memorial Hospital if they want to help out?
There is, and we actually have, Tim, help me out. Where is that site?
I think it's, you can go to memorialhospitalnh.org, correct?
Right, you go to memorialhospitalnh.org, and then you follow the links to the COVID-19 fund.
Okay.
And that has been specifically set up for the COVID-19 financial struggles that we're going to be dealing with for many months to come. And the bottom line, though, is we're in a good place as of today. I think our staff, many have talked with me about it, being thankful that we're where we're at today and able to keep everybody working and with their pay and benefits. And we plan to continue doing that as long as we can, but that date is still yet to be determined.
Okay. And now, what would you say is the most important thing people can do to help the hospital right now?
Well, I just talked about the financials. I think the thing to remember, and the thing that I look at as far as the financials is, one, every year you try to put some money away, and our margins are so slim from one year to the next. And so for our hospital, it costs approximately $215,000 to run the hospital a day. And so you times $215,000 by 30, and that gives you the approximate. Now, that's approximate. Mm-hmm. And so, no hospital is making a lot of money these days because, one, it costs a lot to run a hospital. And so when you're basically spending $2 million more than you want to, or taking $2 million a month from your savings, that goes quick. And then it's going to be hard to make that money back up. And you always want to have as much cash flow as possible for a rainy day. But what I told my staff, and I've told them, I'll continue telling them, they've done a lot of great things in the past to make this hospital what it is today, and a lot of great work, and they've been financially smart and sound. And because of that, we're able to withstand this rainy day, or rainy days, if you will. But I think there's a couple of things that folks can do. They can help if they have the means to help financially. They can go to that site and certainly donate dollars. And then continuing to do what this community has been doing over the last 4 weeks. You probably see on Facebook almost daily somebody delivering something to us, whether it's treats for an afternoon snack, or pizzas, or masks, or other medical equipment and supplies, and then just a lot of great things being put up on websites, on signs as you drive down Main Street, and words of encouragement and appreciation. And we've got a great team here, but most of this team, as you know, they live here, they raise their kids here, they have a home here, they buy their cars here, on. And so they're bought in to this community. They're proud of it, and they're proud to be part of Team Memorial and to support this community like they do every day, which is in the best way possible.
Well, and I know myself, and I'm sure our listeners want to thank you guys for all you're doing, and all the staff at the hospital, obviously taking a lot of risk to perform your job and to keep everybody safe, and I think that deserves a big thank you.
Well, pleasure to do it. Thank you.
So I'll leave you with one parting question here. What would you like to see to start to know it's safe to restore the hospital to full operation and things starting to swing back to normal? What do you need to as a metric for that?
Yeah, we're kind of looking at each other because it's not 4 + 4 = 8. I wish it was.
Yeah, Greg, that's a good question. Actually, we've been talking a fair amount about, what does that mean even to return to normal operations after something like this?
Right.
I think the challenge before us is, we've all been talking and preparing, and we still may see it. It just may be different for this surge and this peak, and then the other side of the peak is the downslope. And I think this community and a lot of parts of this state have done a tremendous job in limiting their risk and exposure and social distancing. And we're seeing those effects in decreasing case rates, and an increase in the doubling rates. So the flattening of the curve is happening. One of the things that we'll see with that, though, is this becomes a longer process. And the need to stay vigilant in a longer process, as well as the need to bring back operations in the face of this still being around. I think we'll be able to see, just from the data and the amount of people being tested, that we'll see that we're on the downslope. But what we're talking about now is, if this goes on in a flattened type of curve for a long period of time, we need to be able to do business for this community and make sure we're taking care of all the health needs going forward. And I think we're going to be focusing a lot of time here at Memorial, as well as the system, on how do we do that and bring this back up to our normal operations.
That's excellent. So I'd like to thank everybody for being here tonight. President Art Matheson of Memorial Hospital, Dr. Matt Dunn, Chief Medical Officer, Will Owen, RN, Emergency Manage Coordinator. Are there any last words, gentlemen?
Yeah, Greg, I just want to thank you and the Mount Washington Radio Group for your help. Specifically listening to your station, to the public service announcements, to remind our community to continue with their personal hygiene, and reminding people to call their provider or the hospital first when they believe that they have symptoms. And so really appreciate your support, really appreciate you having us on again, and we would love to come back in the future. So thank you.
That's great. All right. Thank you very much.
All right, that was Drive Time. We do want to thank our sponsors, in addition to Memorial Hospital, of course, that is Cooper Cargill Chant, as well as Leonie McDonald and Roberts and Settlers Green. This has been an edition of Drive Time. Tomorrow, we will be back with another live edition of Drive Time, a COVID update right here in the Valley, and we're going to be visited by Kevin Richard, superintendent of SAU9. Make sure you tune in. That's 5 o'clock. And remember, you can always send in your questions at any time. Doesn't have to be during the interview. If you have something pop into your mind, please feel free to text us, 603-356-9145, and office at wmwv.com. This has been Drive Time.